And now to a story about a new way of looking at one of Junee's most famous bits of engineering. The Bathungra Rail Spiral is a heritage-listed site between Junee and Cootamundra, and now Junee Council has installed a viewing platform so you can actually see what gets rails enthusiasts really excited about it. One of the greatest exponents of the spiral is Junee train driver and rail nerd Kevin Schultz. He's a genuinely rusted-on rail man.
I've been on the job now for 20 years. I sort of learned the old-school way with a company I started with called AGN Access. My career just followed on from there, and I'm still doing it to this day and still loving it. So it's the job I always wanted to do since I was little, and I've been lucky enough to still do that job to this day.
It's one of those things, you know, it's the classic story. When you're a little kid at kindy, you either want to be a fireman or a train driver.
Yes, unfortunately it got in my blood. So I grew up next to the old, next to the Main South with Mum and Dad in Main Street in Junee. So when you live in Junee, you're over on the west side of the tracks or the east side. So the railway line sort of dissects the whole town. The trains are unavoidable in Junee.
Now, I'm really intrigued by this heritage-listed Bathungra Rail Spiral.
Have you ever been there?
I've never been there. Can you describe it for me?
Well, the Bathungra Rail Spiral was put in. It's a bit of a. I wouldn't say a hidden treasure, but a lot of people don't know the full workings of the spiral. It was constructed in the 40s, and it was made to duplicate the rail line between Cootamundra and Junee for the Main South between Sydney and then Albury. And it was basically to aid to help freight trains negotiate the steep grade, just better with their hauling capabilities and all that sort of stuff. So the line that already existed before the spiral came into existence is actually the down main, which cuts right through the Bathungra Spiral now. Now, it's only the line that goes from Junee to Cootamundra traverses the spiral, so you actually go over yourself. The actual line from Cootamundra to Junee is the original Main South line. So the actual spiral bit was only existed from the 40s, and that was a major engineering feat to cut through all the granite and to put two tunnels in, and it's an amazing piece of engineering. Anyone who can get up there and have a look, and now they've got the viewing platform up there, it really is fantastic.
So what trains run along that section of track?
All our trains, XPTs, all the freight trains. So anything that goes from Junee to Cootamundra, as I said, will traverse the Bathungra Spiral. So yeah, so on the down, which is what's called the up and the down line. So the down line is the bit from Cootamundra to Junee, and that just cuts right through the Bathungra Spiral. So it's actually a grade of 1:40. It's very steep on the down, hence why they put that secondary track in. And the up line, which is what the spiral goes through, is actually a 1:66 compensated. So, yeah, so it's still a very steep climb, but not as bad, of course, as a 1:40. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what does it feel like when you're actually driving, or if you're sitting in the train and you go through that spiral? Are you aware that you're doing something pretty special?
Look, I've always been an enthusiast. If there's one particular part of the job that I still love, it's driving trains for the spiral. It really is something to do. It's a very dramatic scene up there because it's all granite up there. There's two different types of granite up there. I think it's pink and grey granite, and they're very tough. It's a very hard wearing rock up there. You are very spatially aware of where you are. Like the spiral nowadays is very changed to what it used to be, because it used to be sheer cliff faces. And in the 90s, they did a lot of construction work. And there's an area up there which is called a few of us call the bowl. And that's in the area in between tunnels number one and tunnels number two. And that's all been raked back. So that used to be sheer cliff face, but now, well, sheer rock wall, granite wall, but that was all reconstruction in the 90s. And that's all been, it's like a big amphitheatre now. So in between the two tunnels, that's not an accessible site to the general public. But where they've got the viewing platform now is at the exit to tunnel number two. So it's just as good. Like, it's really spectacular.
Now, I gather you've taken some photos from the driver eye view. What does that view look like? Pretty spectacular, I gather.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome. Yeah, look, it's also very loud. The company I work for, SSR, which is Southern Short Rural Railroad, we've got a lot of older locos, so of course they literally roar going up through there, and we cart some pretty major tonnages up through the Bathunga Spiral with our trains. It's quite loud, but it's quite a surreal scene. The biggest train I've ever taken through the spiral is 8,350 ton. We had three locos in the front and two on the two big locos in the front and three on the back pushing, and we were doing about 24 k's an hour going through there.
This is the sort of stuff that kids dream about when you talk about, you know, driving trains, isn't it? This is the train set experience.
It is, Sal. It's a bit surreal. And now I see my youngest son. My oldest son still likes trains and all that, but he's getting to his teenage years, so he's got the other interests.
Yeah.
But his interest for the train sort of waned a little bit earlier. I've got a daughter. She's into all the girly stuff and all that. She listens to Dad, you know, waffle on sometimes. She's very forgiving to her dad. And then, but my youngest son, he's right into it. So when I look at him, I see like myself as I was at the same age. So, yeah. So I think if I do manage to strike a driver out of my kids, I think it'll be my youngest one, I think.
How do you feel about this new viewing platform?
Oh, it's fantastic. Look, so it should have been done 20 years ago, but of course that's councils have got budgets and Shires have got budgets, and you know, you can only do what you can do at the time. So, look, but now Juno Shires, you know, they've had the chance to do it, and I think it's absolutely fantastic. But it's not just that, it's not just the Bathunga Spiral. I've actually put a walking platform in at Bathunga Dam. So, you've got the two sites now. So, you've got Bathunga Dam and you've got the Bathunga Spiral lookout. So, and both complement each other. So, it's really good. So, look, and the viewing platform, the Spiral, look, it's a good spot where they put it. It's basically, because of the rough terrain that's up there, it's probably about the only spot you really could put it where people can actually view a train coming out of a tunnel, and then it goes around the corner, around the top of the hill, and then it loops back over itself. Well, if your train's long enough, that is, you'll actually see it twice. So you'll see it coming out of the tunnel and then going over the tunnel, you know, a couple of minutes later.
So, do we know much about whoever it was, all of the engineering that went into designing it and building it?
It was all done by the New South Wales Government Railways. So, it was a need for them to run their trains better because it was so steep going up through there. The railways at the time were especially locally, because that was about the time the new Juno Roundhouse was being built too. From its then current depot, which was in the old triangle in Junee. And because Junee was such a major depot and we needed a bigger loco servicing thing, so the Junee Roundhouse, it opened in 1947. And I think from memory, I think the Spiral opened in 46, I think.
This is what I love about the Riverina. Seriously, every time I turn around down here, there's another story that I haven't heard anything about before. And the Spiral's just a lovely story.
Well, so if you ever get the chance now they've got the viewing platform up, look, it's there's a lot of enthusiasts, you know, that have contacted me, you know, can we get up there? Yeah, I mean, it's for everyone. It's for everyone to go up there and enjoy, you know, seeing a bloody train going through the spiral, you know. Like, it's, you know, it's just simple things like that, you know, can, you know, just be something enjoyable for someone to watch.
And also, it's a really good practical demonstration of lots of different things like, you know, physics and engineering and stuff.
It is.
All those STEM topics that we talk about all the time, and this is a perfect illustration of them.
Well, look at what we're going through. Look at what we've been through, Sal, this year already. I mean, we're only 6 months into it, and fair dinkum, the world's collapsed.
Yeah.
It's a debacle. If we could reset 2020, I think we should. But, you know, but simple pleasures, like, you know, if someone gets enjoyment out of watching a train going through tunnels and around itself, you know, more power to them. You know, let them get up there and enjoy this little piece of engineering excellence that we've got in our area.
And that man, you would have to say, is a true advocate for the railways and speaks with such passion about trains and the whole train system, but specifically about that Bathunga Spiral.